This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
دع الأيام تفعل ما تشاء وطب نفسا إذا حكم القضاء ولا تجزع لحادثة الليالي فما لحوادث الدنيا بقاء.
When Allah Azza wa Jal decided to create man, and he told the angels, I'm about to create this creation that will die one after the other and leave successors. In other words, Khalifa. The proper meaning of Khalifa here is those who will leave one generation after the other. The angels, they don't die. They will only die at the Day of Judgment. The same angel that was alive from the time of pre-Adam will be the same angel until the trumpet is blown. They don't procreate, they don't have children, they don't die. Angels are, in that sense, they have very extremely long lives. So Allah says, I'm creating a new creation. They have something called free will, and they're going to have generations after generations. The angels said, oh Allah, how can you create a creation that is so evil? It's going to shed blood. It's going to do this, it's going to do that. We are so pure. وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ. The story is in the first few verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. We praise you all the time. We worship you all the time. Why do you want to create another creation? So Allah Azza wa Jal wanted to show the status of this creation. He wanted to prove to the angels that mankind, when they are pious and righteous, they are in fact better than the angels. And this is one of the points of theology of Aqidah, that a righteous man, a rajulun salih, a wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, he actually has a status above that of the angels. Of course, the fasiq and the evil person, that's a separate story. He has a status below that of animals, as Allah says in the Quran. But the righteous man has a status above that of the angels. How did Allah prove this? Did He make Adam taller than the angels? Did He make Adam broader than the angels, stronger than the angels? Did He make Adam go run faster than the angels? Quite the contrary. Angels, physically, are much better than us. They can travel extremely fast, long distances quickly. They have the power to do this and that. Angel Jibreel, with one of his wings only, managed to do with the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah what he did. He tapped the city with one of his tips of his wings, and the entire city flipped up and turned upside down, as the hadith tells us. One angel, and that's just one tip of the wing. The angels are huge in their creation. They're extremely beautiful, extremely handsome in their looks. They have been preferred over us in all of these things, and yet we are preferred over them overall. How did Allah prove this? All of you know. وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. Allah taught Adam ilm, knowledge that the angels didn't have. He taught Adam the knowledge of all of these things, the names of all of these things. And then He asked the angels, do you have this knowledge? Can you tell me what these things are called? Do you have a knowledge that Adam doesn't have? And when the angels saw with their own two eyes, the angels do have two eyes. When the angels saw with their own two eyes that Adam had been given a knowledge that they have not been given, they realized Allah has preferred this being over us. And they said, Subhanaka, la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana. We have no knowledge, exalted you are, O Allah. We have no knowledge other than the knowledge that you have taught us. Through knowledge, the superiority of Adam alayhi salam and his pious progeny was shown over that of the angels. And that really allowed this point to sink in, that when Allah Azza wa Jal had to choose one characteristic to show the superiority of Adam over the angels, it was not height, it was not color, it was not physical strength and prowess, it was not looks, it was knowledge. And so through knowledge, the superiority of Adam was shown over that of the angels.
Ya man ajabta du'a Nuhin fantasar wa hamaltahu fi fulkika al-mashhun. Ya man ahala an-nar hawl khalilihi rawhan wa rayhanan biqawlika kun.